Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate on Thursday approved legislation to temporarily raise the federal government's $28.4 trillion debt limit and hopefully avoid default later this month. The partisan 50-48 vote will pile on nearly a half a trillion dollars to the debt if the bill passes Democrat-controlled House on Tuesday. The U.S. Navy says some members of the nuclear-powered USS Connecticut's crew suffered minor injuries in a collision announced Thursday. Not many details were released, but a dozen or so sailors were injured from the sudden jolt in the vast Indo-Pacific region. The Seawolf class is a fast attack submarine with 140 crew, including 14 officers. They are quiet, fast, well-armed, and equipped with advanced sensors. Thursday Night Football was an NFC West showdown. The Rams beat the Seahawks 26-17. The game was played in Seattle, Washington. USA Radio News.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
With more on the nation's debt spending limit, Chris Barnes reports.
The U.S. House now saying the vote will come this upcoming Tuesday on the bill to extend the debt limit into December, and it's expected to pass the House. The Senate was able to approve that legislation on Thursday. That legislation is something that former President Trump urged Republicans to reject. In an emailed statement, he told the GOP not to vote for the deal reached by their Republican leader in the Senate, Mitch McConnell.
The Republican Senate needs new leadership. I've been saying it for a long time. Mitch is not the guy. He's not the right guy.
Trump making those remarks on Fox. Republicans did not want to be associated in any way with the raising of the debt limit, which they say is largely because of Democratic overspending. Many do say, though, they feel McConnell did drop the ball when he agreed to a deal that alleviated a lot of the procedural work that Democrats otherwise would have had to do. Reporting from our New England Bureau for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
We are USA Radio News.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
As cleanup efforts continue off the Southern California coastline from last weekend's oil spill, finding out what happened continues to narrow its focus on a cargo ship's massive anchor that may have hit and dragged the underwater pipeline, causing a one-foot gash. California State University Marine Transport Professor Steve Brown tells MSNBC the anchor theory could very well be the culprit.
The fact that the pipeline appears to have been dragged leads me to conclude that it probably was caught on the ship's anchor.
Environmental watchdog group SkyTruth's John Amos.
As long as you have shipping and offshore oil development operating in close proximity, this is the kind of accident and spill that you can expect to have happen.
The first images of the damaged pipeline are being released to the media. Officials say satellite images of the area littered with cargo ships waiting to unload near Long Beach, California, may pinpoint who is responsible. Fans of comic books and superhero movies went back to the Javits Center in New York City on Thursday as Comic-Con returned in person to the Big Apple after coronavirus lockdowns canceled last year's event. Celebrities expected to appear at the show, which runs through Sunday, include Star Trek actor William Shatner, Stranger Things actor David Harbour, and Star Wars bad boy Hayden Christensen. The vaccine police will also be on hand as well.
ReedPop, the company that produces the convention, said it planned to limit capacity to about 140,000 people. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
And you thought it was going to be easy, right? I'll tell you, this is, it requires an activated citizenship, as you've heard me say time and time again. That's what We the People is all about. You know, the first opening lines of our Constitution, We the People, it is a pronouncement. It is the very thing that we believe in. And if we abandon that, then you have the ruling elites taking over. And this is what we've got right now. And here it is, the pushback against the ruling elites. And they don't want that. And so, you know, it's easy for them to use the government because they've got control of the government and the FBI and the Department of Justice. And now we're marked as domestic terrorists because we disagree with their tyrannical ways. How dare them? But fear you not. We have to continue, just like our founding fathers did, and before them the pilgrims that came to this country and said, look, we're going to hold to the higher idea that was given to us by none other than the God of heaven's armies himself. And that's what we must hold on to for the sake of, I say, not only this country and our children, our heritage, our great-grandkids, but the world at large. We have even played with that idea. What would America be, or what would the world be without America? You know, think about it. Well, we're going to be talking about a new movie that's coming out in November. And we're talking with the director of the movie, Robert Orlando, who joins us now. And he is with the Divine Plan. Robert, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
How you doing, Bill? Glad to be here.
Hey, I'm doing terrific, and I'm happy to talk to you about the Divine Plan. Maybe if we have some time, I want to talk about your book, The Tragedy of Patton, as well, if we get a moment to talk about that. But first of all, the film, The Divine Plan, Reagan, John Paul II, and the End of the Cold War. Give us a synopsis, if you would.
Well, the films actually happen to be related because they're bookends of the same subject. In the case of The Tragedy of Patton, to put it simply, it's the beginning of the World War and Patton's warnings about the Cold War to come, and which the people do not adhere to, and we wind up fighting the Cold War. And in 1989 comes Reagan and John Paul II, who joined together to end the Cold War, basically clean up the mess that Patton was warning about in 1945. So they are related.
Why was Patton ignored on this? Was it just because he was perceived as a bit of a rebel, or that his idea of going all the way to Russia was too aggressive for the Allies?
There's a lot of debate on this, and you know, in the UK they're different than the United States. But I came to terms with the fact that I think there were real on the ground issues why they were. It was war fatigue, and we were fighting on two fronts. But in the end, I think it was a political blunder, and I've written a paper on this where I think the wrong people were making the decisions in the end, and the generals were not allowed to make the decision because people exaggerate what Patton wanted a little bit. He didn't want, he was bombastic, there's no doubt, and he didn't always curtail his language, so he might have caused larger troubles than there were. But really what he wanted was to move the Russians back to their original borders so that Eastern Europe would have a chance at democracy. And as we know, without doing that, Russia came in and crushed, if not did worse than the fascists, post-1945.
Exactly. Well, and, you know, throughout the engagement of the European theater, there were lots of compromises, give and take, you know, between the United States and the UK, France, all these moving parts that had to be navigated and negotiated. Retrospectively, you can look back and go, wow, we kind of bumbled that one. And, you know, this tentacle, because we failed here, this is what led to this other, you know, this other result, this unintended consequence, right?
Well, think about the modern situation in Afghanistan with Biden and who ultimately made the call there. I think that that's indicative of what we see. You know, Biden's playing his long-term, you know, liberalism that's failed over and over again, and he's playing against the natural order of corruptibility and power and making decisions that politicians make to look good for a longer-term agenda, where generals are telling you how to kill fast, get out, and spare your men.
Yeah.
And these men are not trained to play politics. They're trained to kill and destroy things.
Right.
And there's certain times, as dark as that sounds in life, where you're short of a utopia to come or the kingdom of God, some men have to be trained to kill and eliminate enemies and threaten and back it up.
Well, the book of Ecclesiastes makes it plain. You know, the wisest man on the earth outside of Jesus, God gave him an extra dose of wisdom, said very clearly, there are seasons and times. There's a time for war, a time for peace. And God forbid that you get those two confused. And this is why you have generals who have that experience that, you know, when you let them out of the crate to go and do what they do, bust things up and go win wars. But I think it's quite telling. You know, Brigitte Gabriel made a profound announcement here several weeks ago when we were talking to her. And she said, Bill, you got to realize America has not won a war in 50 years. I mean, think about it.
It has not. And it dropped out twice at the mark of 50,000 loss. And if you look, ever read or read, listen to Victor Davis Hanson, who's in my Patton film as a lead voice in it, he will tell you, like, if you're prepared to go to war and are willing to take the existential risk, you've got to go all the way to subdue your enemy and make their policies friendly to your nation or conquer them. You have to own them. There is no playing halfway. And back in Patton's time, he was seen as a throwback, let alone the 21st century. He was a throwback in the 20th century because he understood the nature of war in the 19th century sense. He didn't understand it as like coming to political compromises.
Exactly,
and
right.
He was a student of history. And the Biden and the whole crowd today that believe that mankind, from an evolutionary point of view, is coming to be some higher being that the state will realize, has all the same foolishness baked into the Cold War and World War II, for that matter. Statism drives all the wars.
Right.
So it's actually, there's a humility. I think that is the Christian worldview. There's a restraint because of human corruptibility. That's the starting point for a soldier, a true soldier. He's not coming from a point of pompous. He's saying, because I understand man, I don't want to go to the sword. But if you make me go to the sword, I'm going to go hard and fast and end this thing. One of the reasons why I think the left, and I mean the far left, I think they're reasonable liberals, but I mean the far left has to go to a globalist point of view, is as long as you dilute a patriotic identity, then we don't have the ability to fight for anything because we don't know who we are as an identity. We're just part connection of the rest of the world. And in that sense, I think that's what starts to happen with Woodrow Wilson. Once we connect, we're no longer America. We're just one factor in the entire one world order.
Yeah.
And that's where we get into trouble.
Yeah. Why would you shoot your own eye out, right?
Right. Right.
Well, you know, this is what happens when you get yourself tied up in philosophical knots and there's not reason on the other side to say, look, you've got to think about what you're saying here. You got to play it out to its totality. But they want to stop the argument And hence we've got the cancel culture, because when they are confronted with any kind of critical questions, you know, they see that as unfair. And of course, now here we are, we're domestic terrorists for asking questions. We've got to go to break, and we've got more from Robert Orlando on the other side, so stay with us. We're just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Independent we are, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Actually, we continue on through the weekend as well because we just have that kind of attitude. We want to stay that way, and we're so grateful for the networks that support this radio show that allow us to be independent. we're not beholden to some, higher power other than God himself, but some worldly higher power that says, thou shalt not talk about certain things. And we don't have anybody in our control room that is controlling the narrative. We're able to have a very frank and honest discussion. Because I believe that's what raises the intellect for people. And this is the way I believe God would want us to be able to sit down and reason together about particular issues, especially those that challenge us. Because I think that's where the growth opportunity exponentially lies, my humble opinion. Robert Orlando continues with us. He's the president and director of Nexus Media. And we're talking about his new movie, documentary, The Divine Plan. Now, this is going to be released in November, right? Give us the exact details on that, Robert, when that's going to be.
We don't have the exact date yet, but okay. It will make its TV national debut with Newsmax. As soon as possible, as soon as I have news. We think it's November right now, but it might even be sooner.
Okay, yeah, because they had told me nationwide November the 6th. Maybe that was a pencil target date, but we will keep our audience up to date on this. The Divine Plan, Reagan, John Paul II, and the End of the Cold War. In the previous segment, we were talking about the Genesis and what led us up, to this Cold War, which Patton had warned America, had warned the leadership about, and there we are. And sadly, as Patton lives out the rest of his life, he is seeing that he was mostly right.
Yeah, he was. Well, let me just say, but I think you're right. November 9th is the anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall. So if they said the 6th, that makes total sense. That would align with the anniversary of the November 9th Reagan tear down this wall. So just
right.
Want to be clear, you're probably right. I just
which was the punctuation of the Cold War ending, no doubt.
Exactly, and don't forget, and I'll tie this back into Patton. They built the wall not to keep others from coming in, but keeping their own from escaping.
Yes.
So it's important to make that note that people don't want to live under the statism that we're seeing that we saw in the Soviet Union, that we saw during the fascist and the reign of communism. Nor do we see it growing today. That's the elitist who think it's better that they determine for the people how they should live and where their walls or borders should or should not be. But in the case of Patton, I mean, he was one of America's greatest patriots. He was a Renaissance man. I just can't say enough for him. He was as flawed as they come.
Mm-hmm.
But what would you expect from a warrior who's dodging bullets and literally get shot in the butt and is driving 500,000 plus men in Battle of the Bulge to save the Allies from Hitler's last surge.
Mm-hmm.
But back then, toward the end of the war, he had a lot of back and forth. The news, big surprise, a big disclaimer, the news was hunting him down the whole time, trying to get him fired, and Eisenhower kept him at bay for a while. Eventually, he couldn't any longer. But when they pulled him out of the war, another tragic moment, when they pulled him out of the war after the slapping incidents in Italy, they pulled him off the battlefield for Anzio in 44, I believe it was, delayed the Normandy invasion, and then pulled him off the field for Normandy, and he had to create a mock army to throw Rommel off to when he was invading from Calais. And so long story short, we lost so much ground in the war with two slapping incidents, and you have the German commanders, befuddled. Like, what? We would shoot the people.
Exactly.
We're talking about a general slapping people. I'll shoot
right.
On officers, as they did. So at the end of the war, he winds up getting demoted because of the bad press. Now, some people who are more suspicious, and I will play the middle somewhere, and I'm willing to talk about details, would say that you have Eisenhower preparing to come back to the United States to run for president, and you have George Patton, Time Man of the Year, the most popular man in the country and the biggest conservative in the country, who wants to come back, take his gag off, he says, quote unquote, and tell the American people how their administration ran the war. So imagine the threat he would have been from a point of political success if he comes back and says, okay, I'm no longer a general, now let's really talk about
exactly
how we won the Rhine, how we made it to France, how they stopped me from Montgomery here and I lost troops here, and I think it would have been an ugly mess. And so I understand the motivation for why his life might have been ended prematurely.
Well, even more importantly, because that discussion was never had,
of our military-industrial complex that Eisenhower labeled it as, was becoming more and more mired in politics, we missed a golden opportunity to learn from, you know, what happened in World War II. And here we are in this modern era. We're duplicating this same kind of idiocy, are we not?
There's a, I'm going to just call it a parasitical nature to communism. It cannot live on its own momentum. It's not real. It's almost like a, if you want to make an allegory with the Titanic, the opposite, the inverse. What it does is it capitalizes on the weakest moments for man when they can, like, for instance, communism had the advantage of overreach of imperialism with the British Empire. They had a depression. So when people are weak, that's when the elite come in to promise the utopias. It's easy to do that because people are desperate for help. They truly are desperate. They have no other way. And if you look at even the policies, they're always coming under another label. They're always coming under Greenpeace or, you know, the good of the children or the...
Right.
It never comes in like, oh, no, the takeover of the state because we're smarter than you are and we're going to start controlling everything, even your thoughts, and re-educating your children at the elementary school level. So it never comes in the door as what it really is. It comes in as a parasite on the weaker moments in history, and it's doing it again. And it's sad to say, but, you know, Biden's presidency looks like the soft communism that starts way back in the fall of the Weimar Republic when you see they were a thriving democracy. Little by little, they had no borders, they had no national identity or pride. They started to, you know, penetrate the outside. People forget that the Reichstag was on fire. There were two groups marching to take it over. There was the brown shirts with Hitler, but there was also the communists.
Yes.
And most people don't know this, but Hitler was a buffer against communism because of fear of Marxism taking over Europe all the way back then. So there's a lot of unknown things. Unfortunately, when you educate people to all be activists and protesters, they actually don't know real history. They don't have a reference point. They don't have a legacy, and that's what we find right now. This, we have a generation just brainwashed with no reference toward history, and that's why I think it's important as a dramatist to keep making history real. It's not just a history lesson. It's a value-based principle. Know your history, because if
exactly.
not, you will repeat it.
Mm-hmm. And we're on that hamster wheel. Oh, we have not learned. I mean, we keep on going. We're just on this hamster wheel of life, and we keep running into these problems and going, when are we going to learn? It's just like we're destined, you know, for this kind of insanity and chaos. And, of course, all in the name of COVID, you know, we're being made vulnerable and fearful. And the elites are loving this and eating it up because they're in full control. You know, they're only putting out a narrative that they want us to understand, and it's all being orchestrated in every newsroom across the country. So I tell my audience, Robert Orlando, that you can be watching one channel, you flip over, and next thing you know, it's the same talking points, the same language. Well, what does that tell you?
I use the analogy, because this is such a big subject matter. I use the analogy of someone who's riding a stationary bicycle at the bottom of the ocean. So I say to people, you keep talking about the bicycle, but you're unaware of the fact that the media and the control of the media channels is the ocean.
Yes.
You can't but get about, you can't learn outside of the environment you exist in. So when the conservatives, and I hope your audience is listening, and I align myself mainly with a conservative point of view, and or traditionalist point of view I like a little bit more. But I would say that there's not enough investment or credit given to how media, messaging, the sensual world, the real world, is invested in, because before you know it, you won't have the world left and you have no podium, and you're left to people trying to do what you do, almost like late moment prophets warning that
exactly.
the end is coming. But you lost the world. You lost
right.
the controls of the world, and that's what I'm always fighting against.
Well, his documentary, The Divine Plan, a one-day theatrical event in theaters nationwide, November the 6th is what we have. You can go to DivinePlanMovie.com for more information.
Paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate on Thursday approved legislation to temporarily raise the federal government's $28.4 trillion debt limit and hopefully avoid default later this month. The partisan 50-48 vote will pile on nearly a half a trillion dollars to the debt if the bill passes Democrat-controlled House on Tuesday. The U.S. Navy says some members of the nuclear-powered USS Connecticut's crew suffered minor injuries in a collision announced Thursday. Not many details were released, but a dozen or so sailors were injured from the sudden jolt in the vast Indo-Pacific region. The Seawolf class is a fast attack submarine with 140 crew, including 14 officers. They are quiet, fast, well-armed, and equipped with advanced sensors. Thursday night football was an NFC West showdown. The Rams beat the Seahawks 26-17. The game was played in Seattle, Washington. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, and it's great to be visiting with Neil Mammon. A couple months since we were together in Dallas, Texas, and a lot has been going on because he is a man that does not stand still, and we appreciate it, and you'll understand more what we're talking about in just a few moments, so hang in there with us because Neil has all the details. Neil, welcome back. How are you doing, sir?
Good. Thank you very much. Good to be back on the show again.
Okay, well, let's talk about the Chinese Communist Party. Now, this is different than Chinese people, okay? We're talking about the party itself that is so fixed on ideology and totalitarianism and communism. And you say it is the cause of most of the world's problems today. And as the founder of Values Advocacy Council, tell us why you make that statement.
Well, it's actually pretty clear. If you start looking around the world, you can see what's going on. The Chinese have decided that, at least the Chinese Communist Party. Now, I understand, as you mentioned, it's not the Chinese people. It's a portion of the party that is controlling the country. So you have to understand, first of all, some of the history. If you look at the back history, the reason, one of the reasons the Chinese Communists came into power with Mao is because the original empire, the original emperors were so dictatorial, and they controlled everything, and they controlled the country, and they controlled the people, that the communist appeal was, hey, freedom, we'll all be equal, we won't have a ruling party. Well, and now you fast forward years later, and you realize, well, all they've done is replace one sort of oligarchy with another oligarchy.
Exactly. Right.
Right. So yeah. They really haven't changed anything, you know, now. And then luckily, you know, and of course, China went through where they lost 80 million people. due to communism, through starvation or through purges or through killing, which is far more than the emperors ever killed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so now you fast forward, and now the Chinese Party is controlling everybody through a social credit system by controlling it. I mean, at least they realize that they have to allow some sort of free market at the lower levels, but at the upper levels of...
Well, let's regurgitate a little bit more, if you don't mind, on that 80 million people. Are we talking 80 million people in the modern era? Or, I mean, are we talking 80 million since the turn of the last century?
We're talking about since Mao changed China into communism. So he went through a bunch of different processes. First of all, he went in and he killed everybody who was, not everybody, but a large portion of the people who were landowners and farmers and educated and anyone who was... of anyone that he saw could be a threat to him. And it's always interesting because in most communist systems, they use the students to now overpower, or sorry, not any socialist system, I should say. They use the students to overpower and come to power. But once they get to power, they realize that the people that brought them to power are dangerous because they're the very same people that could take them out of power. So they go through a purge and they start killing them. We saw that with Hitler and the brown shirts, right? Hitler uses the brown shirts. And again, Hitler's socialist, communist, you know, slight variation there, but same idea. Hitler's takes his socialism, gets into power, and then he goes out in the night of a long knife. He goes out and he kills everybody who got him into power because he knows those are the people who can take him out of power. So that's exactly what happened now. And then, of course, he had these ideas that he would solve the country's problems. He got this crazy idea that sparrows were the cause of, because they would see sparrows eating rice in the rice fields. And so he said, oh, you know, we got to kill all the sparrows. So they went through the whole idea where they would kill sparrows. And they would kill them by banging on drums, preventing them from landing, just doing all sorts of crazy things. And when you have, you know, millions of people at your beck and call, you can make them do everything. And then you brainwash them to say, this is the right way. This is what it's for the motherland or fatherland or whatever you want to call it, you know. And so they started killing all the sparrows. Well, guess what happened after they killed? I mean, you can go on look online and looking at the killing sparrows and swallows and everything else and on the Chinese, and you'll see that they had truckloads of dead birds that they were, you know, because they would get rewarded for every dead bird they brought in.
Wow.
And as a result, guess what happened? Well, the insect population took off and destroyed their crops. And then there was starvation. And then, of course, once they got rid of all the farmers, people didn't know how to farm. And so then there was more starvation. And, of course, the people at the top never starve. It's always the people at the bottom. So that was the history of that. You know, that brings us to, and then if you just look at all the purges and people, I mean, it's amazing. You know, I get into these arguments where they say, oh, you know, Christianity has killed more people through wars than any other principles, right? You get all that nonsense. Then you go, wait, have you ever stopped and counted the communist deaths?
Right, exactly. I mean, you're talking, they always want to bring up, well, you know, the Crusades, they killed lots of people.
Exactly.
I think it was about 1,300 people or something like that. I mean, it was less than 1,500 people that died during the Crusades.
And if you look at why the Crusade started, I mean, not to go off too much on that topic, but look at where the first Crusade was fought. The first Crusade was fought in Spain. They're like, wait a minute.
Right.
They're already in Spain. Remember the Moors? They had half of Spain, and they were coming in. And the only reason we aren't all Muslims today is because the Crusades were able to push them out of Europe. But most of the Crusade battle was fought in Jerusalem, not in, not in any of the Muslim-dominated countries. You ever understand that Islam...
Exactly. That's the thing. Again, going back to what you just said, you know, this history, and I'm glad you did this, because this is stuff that's not taught in school. You know, you have to do your research, and again, we encourage everybody. We're grateful to have Neil here. He understands. He's obviously a learned individual on this particular topic. And hopefully it piques your interest enough where you say, well, let me check this out. I mean, because that's what this is all about. I mean, you know, as iron sharpens iron, we sit down, we reason together, we hear both sides, and you check it out and see if these numbers aren't the same. But again, what we come back to, speaking of the Word of God, is that, you know, God laughs at the ideas of man. And here it is. Once again, you have a nation, you have men, humanoids, just like the rest of us, thinking they have a better way. But at what expense?
And this is what's going on. I mean, you know, whether we're talking about the Communist Chinese Party and China and the history there of what's gone on, you know, look at America the same way. And even on, as we're handling this pandemic, we seem to be handling it more through the eyes of man as opposed through the heart of God.
Amen. And also through the eyes of that man can fix the problem that man created at the top, right? It's always the, and this is the, coming back to that. So just to wrap up, so if you look at the Crusades, you'll see that most of them were not, Islam had come in and they had by force, there used to be about 3,000 churches, 300,000 Christians in North Africa, and Islam came, and that's where the Bible was put together. I mean, it was all the councils were met right there in North Africa. Mm-hmm. Augustine was from North Africa, right? And yet right. Islam comes in and they massacre 300,000 people, 300,000 Christians in North Africa, and they convert North Africa to Islam, and then they start moving into Europe. And that's the history of that whole campaign. Anyway, so back to China, though. So China now has given people a certain amount of free market autonomy, which is why their currency is growing. It's the only reason why it becomes so powerful, because the labor is cheap and all that. But China, if you look at the Chinese government, they really are communist in only one aspect, the fascism part of it. That is where the companies work with, where the government works with companies to bring crony capitalism. And I'm sure your listeners are familiar with the fact that there has never been a fascist who was not also a socialist. People think fascism is on the left, right, and socialism on the right, but that's absolutely not true, because there's never been a fascist in history who wasn't also a socialist. Hitler was a socialist, Mussolini was a socialist, Saddam Hussein was a socialist, you go down the line, Yamil was a socialist, all the way back to Caesar. Caesar was a socialist. Why? Because you can't have control of the people unless you promise them free stuff.
Yes.
Right? Now, so what's happened but the way you control in fascism, what you do is you don't control every aspect of production. You have companies doing the production. So they realized that communism wasn't working, that their companies weren't producing anything. So they said, let's go to the free market, and now we'll use fascism to control everything. That's where they're at right now. But look at what they've done then. They said, okay, years ago, Lincoln said, there's no way anyone can take America over from the outside. They're only going to be able to take it from the inside.
From the inside, exactly. Well, we've got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there when we come back. We've got more from Neil Mammon. He is the founder of Values Advocacy Council. I'm Bill Martinez. We're coming on 18 minutes before the top of the hour. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. The COVID-19 pandemic has been felt around the world, and the Tide Ministry has had to adjust some of our programs on the ground in India, Nepal, and Bhutan to accommodate recent pandemic guidelines. The adult literacy classes in these regions, which previously met in person, have been impacted. Thankfully, the teachers on the ground have come up with creative solutions and are going to individuals' homes to meet with them, check up on their well-being, and make them aware of any COVID procedure updates. It is vital that we continue to connect with people like this all around the world to remind them that they are not alone and that they are not only important to us here at the Tide Ministry, but also to their Heavenly Father. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in India, Nepal, and Bhutan whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Tehibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And a little history lesson here. They say that, you know, in going forward, you need to also look behind to see where you've been and to also consider the lessons maybe that you forgot. Maybe some of the lessons that at the time you didn't learn. And it is amazing, Neil Mammon, that we have young kids today, obviously because of the indoctrination that's being thrust upon them in these universities. And I'll tell you, it is amazing to me. I mean, we want to spend a lot of time jumping up and down and yelling about vaccine mandates. But yet what the teachers in these universities have been able to do in indoctrinating our children and injecting them with propaganda and flat out lies about not only the history of our country, but the history of the world. And I'm sure some kids probably hearing what you just said said, God, how come I didn't hear this? How come I didn't know about this?
Well, yeah, because they're being brainwashed and the school system is being brainwashed. I mean, again, we don't have much time to go into it, but if you go into all of this, back in the 1930s, there was a group called the Frankfurt School, and they were socialists, and they wanted to bring socialism and Marxism into America, and so they decided to start down with the public education systems infiltrating, and now we see critical race theory infiltrating, and you see wokeness infiltrating. So they wanted to get the churches, the schools, the institutions, the economic system, and finally they wanted to start a race war. And we actually teach, you know, the other organization that we talked on last time I was on was Every Black Life Matters, which is the Christian alternative to BLM. And we actually teach, in fact, we teach the courses on CRT. We explain how this all happens. And we come on, we show the real solutions to the black light. And that's at everyblm.com, everyblm.com. If you want to find an alternative to BLM.
Because you're teaching the real history and the real story of why black lives, as any life, would matter. But you really turned it on its head. Now I know because of some of the activist rebels who have persecuted and injured people. In some cases, I think there's been several murders attributed to this, to people saying all lives matter, and they go, no, it's only black lives. Well, based on what? Go ahead.
Yeah, you really don't want to go down that thing, because what's happening is if you start creating, and this is what Kevin McGarry, who's African-American, says. I mean, come on, if there really is a race war, guess who's going to lose? He says, my people are going to lose because we don't have the guns. The white people have the guns. You don't want to get into a race war. But the Marxists do. They want a race war. They want instability. And if you think about it, who are they? who are the Umachas trying to kill? Well, they're trying to kill black people because they've eradicated 30% of all black people. Mm-hmm. In fact, because there are 44 million African-Americans today, 20 million have been killed in the womb.
Yes.
Planned Parenthood has targeted African-Americans because 80% of all Planned Parenthoods are in black communities, and mm-hmm. black communities are only 13% of the population. Why is that the case? Yeah. So anyway,
certainly not by accident. It is
exactly.
It is for an expected outcome. This is what people need to get a grip of, and why we need to come together, regardless of race, color, creed, because that's foundational to our Constitution. Yeah. And there's no doubt, Neil, when I look back and study the history of our Constitution, as you know, George Washington and other founding members have said, that this was but for the hand of God, divine providence directed the verbiage. I mean, it comes straight out of the Word of God. There's no doubt whatsoever. And when we honor God and honor each other, it goes well for us. And
Amen.
I mean, exactly. I mean, the reason we need God is because we're not perfect. Okay, on this plane, we're not perfect, and we understand that. And people are trying to claim that as if we are, and that's just a false argument, it's a false narrative. It's just to put you on your heels so they can get their way with the argument. And of course, if you don't yield to them, then you're canceled. You're invalidated and never to be heard from again, right? And then, of course, we find out what's happening with Facebook, with this new whistleblower. I don't know if you were aware of this this reveal that's been out for a couple of weeks. And the whistleblower was interviewed last night on 60 Minutes and talking about how nefarious they are and what they have done with the algorithms for their own self-interest to make money, because they know, I mean, the basic axiom, I mean, like we say in news, it is, what leads in the news is that which bleeds. And and all that negativity, it's not healing, no redemption there. It's just all this anger and emotion and everything. And this is what Facebook has been doing as a manipulating instrument in the current culture that we live in today. It's very dangerous.
Yeah, I have not come up to speed on that story. I definitely need to, especially since I live here in Facebook land,
right
in Silicon Valley. Right?
So, I'll tell you, I'm sure they're having meetings about it today because, this gal, I mean, she's, you know, highly credentialed, been with Facebook. She went through all the different social media, Pinterest and others that, so her background is very well established, well educated. And as she departed, she brought a lot of internal memos that confirmed that this wasn't by accident. This was by design by Facebook, what they've done to us.
So one thing you should understand, and while I don't have the evidence with me, Facebook is deeply connected to the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party. You can, there are many different traces that you can. So what coming back to the CCP, is what the CCP has now decided that they can't get into America through violence or externally. They have to infuse it from within. So what they're doing is they're buying up companies and putting their people on as shareholders. And, you know, for instance, one of the things that we've talked about is this whole Dominion being, and I have pictures with me of Dominion machines. Of course, it's made in China. And why are we making some of these most important things made in China? But I think Dominion may be a red herring, because if you look at Dominion and you actually look at what they're doing, their reach is only so much, but the real power is going to be in the people who handle the data.
Yes.
And if Mike Lindell is listening, guys, focus on Silver Lake and SolarWinds. Okay, Silver Lake and SolarWinds are actually in control of the data. Look there, because that's where the data, that's the avenue that's going through. In fact, there's supposedly a Russian breach, and that's a very convenient way of saying, oh, we lost all our records, now you can't look at it. And in those companies, right? So, go look there. So what China is doing is they're coming into the corporate race. They're taking over many of our corporations in America now. And they're the one, they're the reasons why we have a shortage of chips. There's no good reason for us to have a shortage of chips, semiconductor chips. Why is that? That's all manipulated. They're manipulating this. Well, I mean, you can argue whether the virus came out of China or not, but I think it's very clear. And now that the deaths are going down, there's going to have to be another virus coming out. And this whole control, the vaccine passport is very similar to the social credit passport. In fact, I have I've seen things talking about, oh, your DMV license will now have your vaccine passport on it, and it will also have your social credit score. wow. You know, on it, right? So these things are ongoing. And by the way, yeah, so Mike Pompeo is coming to visit us, and he's been on the front of this battle. And it's actually, we're hosting it at the VAC. If you want to go find out more, it's VAC.org. There is a live stream option. I think it's on there. I'm not sure, but that's VAC.org, especially if you are in the area, in the Bay Area and, in San Jose area. And we are partnering with the Hong Kong Freedom Beacon, which is a group started by a gentleman named Elmer, who is a Hong Kong industrialist who had to flee Hong Kong. He's now a fugitive without a country, basically. And right. So his ideas, his basically thoughts are, look, if the people of China realize that they are the majority, not the Communist Party, then we can turn this around. And by the way, I have another contact that says every day in China, there's something like 2,500 riots for freedom that we never hear about. Every day.
2,500 riots? Is that what you said?
Riots and rallies for freedom.
Wow. Wow.
In China, all over China, in different places. And of course, the news is being suppressed because where do we get our news from? We get our news from people that are owned by the Chinese government, and the Chinese Party. Right. So all these things are arrayed. And the whole idea is that they're going to go through lawfare where they start suing people for things to control them. They're going through buying companies. They're going through all these different methodologies coming in. And remember this, they're very good at this. The reason they're very good at this is because the only people who survive to the top of the Communist Party are the people who are good at getting rid of their enemies and playing these games.
Yeah.
And he says, and my contact says, the other thing we have to be very careful is that you have to look at who's your friend, because sometimes they will do the exact opposite of what you think they're going to do. So, like, for instance, recently there was an announcement of an alternative to the premier. Right? And we go, see, that it looks like there's fractions within the Communist Party. And my contact says, no. What they're doing is this person who is the alternative to the premier of China is actually a stooge. And his job is to pull out all the people who are not loyal to the other guy.
Oh, wow.
So they can be identified.
Now, so anybody who comes to his. Yeah, is this Miles Yu that you're referring to?
Miles is also coming to speak. Miles is coming to speak, but Elmer Wan is the person that is the one for Hong Kong Freedom Beacon. Miles Yu is one of the speakers coming with Mike Pompeo to speak at our event, and it's on September 17th. By the way, if you also want to hear Judge Jeanine Pirro, she's speaking for us on the 16th, the day before at the VAC.
Oh, wow. So how can we sign up and get connected to the event?
So go to VAC.org. It stands for Values Advocacy Council.org. VAC.org. You can find out more. Click on the link. Take you over to where you need to register and sign up for it. So, but there's one more thing I want to say. I mean,
We got 40 seconds left. Go ahead.
Great. So first of all, we should not stop fighting. Okay. Christianity is the fastest growing religion in the world. This is not the end. And if it comes down to it, then we need to gather good Republican or red state, conservatives together, governors together, and we need to do a new Declaration of Independence.
Yes.
And we need to say, we are gathering together. And let me ask you this, why is that not a bad idea? Why is that a good idea? Because guess what? Who has all the guns? We do. And who are they going to send to stop us from seceding? A bunch of metrosexuals?
Probably
right?
Not.
Who's going to come against us?
Well,
right?
Neil Mammon. Thank you, Neil.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Vilma.